prayer to the Celestial Queen for each day of the month. Immaculate Queen, my Celestial Mother, I come onto your maternal knees to abandon myself in your arms as your dear daughter, in order to ask of you, with the most ardent sighs, in this month consecrated to you, the greatest of graces, that you admit me to live in the kingdom of the divine will. Holy Mama, you who are the queen of this kingdom, admit me to live in it as your daughter, that it may no longer be deserted, but populated by your children. Therefore, Sovereign Queen, I entrust myself to you, that you may lead my steps in the kingdom of the divine will. And as I cling to your maternal hand, you will lead all my being to live perennial life in the divine will. You will be my mama, and to you, as my mama, I deliver my will, that you may exchange it with the divine will, and so I may be sure I will not go out of its kingdom. Therefore I pray you to illumine me in order to make me comprehend what will of God means. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Little sacrifice of the month, each morning, midday and night, three times a day, let us go onto the knees of our Celestial Mama, and say to her, My Mama, I love you. And you, love me, and give a sip of divine will to my soul. Give me your blessing, that I may do all of my actions under your maternal gaze. Day 21 The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Rising Sun. Full Midday. The Eternal Word in our midst. The Soul to her Queen Mama. Most sweet Mama, my poor heart feels the extreme need to come onto your maternal knees, to confide to you my little secrets, and to entrust them to your maternal heart. Listen, oh! My Mama, in looking at the great prodigies that the divine fiat operated in you, I feel it is not given to me to imitate you because I am little, weak. And then, the tremendous struggles of my existence, which crush me and leave me but a breath of life. My Mama, oh, how I would want to pour my heart into yours, to let you feel the pains that embitter me and the fear that tortures me that I may fail to do the divine will. Have pity, O Celestial Mother, have pity. Hide me in your heart and I will lose the memory of my evils, to remember only to live of divine will. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven, Mother of Jesus. Dearest daughter, do not fear, trust your Mama. Pour everything into my heart, and I will take everything into account. I will be your Mama, I will change your pains into light, and will use them to expand the boundaries of the kingdom of the divine will in your soul. Therefore, put everything aside for now, and listen to me. I want to tell you what little King Jesus operated in my maternal womb, and how your Mama did not lose even one breath of little Jesus. Now, my daughter, the little humanity of Jesus kept growing, united hypostatically with the divinity. My maternal womb was so very narrow, Dark there was not a glimmer of light. And I could see him in my maternal womb, immobile, enveloped in a deep night. But do you know what forms this darkness, so intense, for the infant Jesus? The human will, in which man had voluntarily enveloped himself. And for as many sins as he committed, so many abysses of darkness he formed around and within himself, in such a way that it rendered him immobile to doing good. And my dear Jesus, in order to put to flight the darkness of this night so deep, in which man had rendered himself the prisoner of his own tenebrous will, to the point of losing the motion of doing good, chose the sweet prison of his mama and, voluntarily, exposed himself to the immobility of 9 months. My daughter, if you knew how martyred was my maternal heart in seeing little Jesus in my little womb, immobile, crying, sighing. His ardent heartbeat palpitated so very strongly. And fidgeting with love, he made his heartbeat heard in every heart, to ask them for pity's sake for their souls, because for love of them he had voluntarily exchanged light for darkness, so that all might obtain true light in order to reach safety. My dearest daughter, who can tell you what my little Jesus suffered in my womb? Unheard of and indescribable pains. He was endowed with full reason he was God and man. And his love was so great that he put as though aside the infinite seas of joys, of happiness, of light, and plunged his tiny humanity into the seas of darkness, of bitterness, of unhappiness, and of miseries, which creatures had prepared for him. And little Jesus took them all upon his shoulders, as if they were his own. My daughter, true love never says enough. It does not look at the pains, and by dint of pains it searches for the loved one. And when it lays down its life to give life back to the beloved, then is it content. My daughter, listen to your mama. See what great evil it is to do your will. Not only do you prepare the night for your Jesus and for yourself, but you form seas of bitterness, of unhappiness and of miseries, in which you remain so engulfed as to be unable to escape. Therefore, be attentive. Make me happy by saying to me, I want to do always the divine will. Now listen, my daughter, little Jesus, in spasms of love, is in the act of taking the step to come out to the light of the day. His yearnings, his ardent sighs and desires, for he wants to embrace the creature, to make himself seen, and to look at her in order to enrapture her to himself, give him no more respite. And just as one day he put himself on the lookout at the doors of heaven in order to enclose himself in my womb, so is he now in the act of putting himself on the lookout at the doors of my womb, which is more than heaven. And the Son of the Eternal Word rises in the world and forms in it its full midday. So, there will be night no longer for the poor creatures, nor dawn, nor daybreak, but always sunshine, more than at the fullness of midday. Your mama felt she could no longer contain him within herself. Seas of light and of love inundated me. And just as I conceived him within a sea of light, so within a sea of light we came out of my maternal womb. Dear daughter, for the one who lives of divine will, everything is light, and everything converts into light. Enraptured in this light, I awaited to embrace my little Jesus in my arms, and as he came out of my womb, I heard his first loving wailings. And the angel of the Lord placed him in my arms, and I pressed him so very tightly to my heart and gave him my first kiss, and little Jesus gave me his. Enough for now. Tomorrow I will wait for you again, to continue the narration of the birth of Jesus. The soul. Holy Mama, oh! How fortunate you are the true Blessed One among all women. Oh, please. For the sake of those joys which you experienced when you pressed Jesus to your breast and gave him your first kiss, I pray you to let me hold little Jesus in my arms for a few instants, that I may give him contentment by saying to him that I swear to love him always, always, and that I want to know nothing but his divine will. Little sacrifice. Today, to honor me, you will come to kiss the little feet of baby Jesus, and you will place your will into his little hands to let him play and smile. Ejaculatory prayer. My mama, enclose little Jesus in my heart, that he may transform it completely into will of God.